Awesome. Welcome, everybody, to the call. Great to have you on the call. It's going to be a quick call, but I want to go over a few real quick points here. Remind everybody that we've got an upcoming date. December 7th is a major, major date for most of your businesses. That date for Crystal Director. And so you really, there is no reason not to do it. It certainly can be done and should be done by December 7th. There's a $750 bonus on top of that, and I will be giving away money on top of that, more than $750 for a new Crystal Director. So I want you to think about that, and if you're interested in what I would be doing for that, give me a call, and let's talk about it. And I realize the value in our organization of creating new rank advancement, new directors, new executives, and that kind of thing. It's huge. And I want to do everything I can to help you to get to that level. So if you're serious about your business, you've got to have that date in mind. December 7th, 2014 is a big deal. And so that you've got plenty of time. You've got about 3 weeks in order to put that in motion. And it's simply putting six personally enrolled consultants in place. And most of the people that are going for it already have a consultant or two or three already in place. So it's not going to be that difficult. If you put your mind to it, you team up with me and anybody else that you want to team up with, that's great. But that can happen and will happen, and what a great thing for your business that will be. I want to talk about the value of the five values tonight that I think are extremely important. And you might want to write these down, and then when you're doing your training and you're putting together your PowerPoint, you're putting together your PowerPoint and your training, feel free to steal every idea that you hear on calls like this. If you hear a Michael Klaus call, steal those ideas. Make those your ideas. Everything that we come up with here has been spoken by other people. But beyond that, you want to share those ideas with other people. This is how our business works. So number one is the value of ESP, and that's every single person. So if you want to write these down and take these notes, I will have the recording up later on, but every single person is such a powerful idea here. Coinciding with that is a book that I have given to several people. If you don't have it yet, I'll be glad to get you a copy free of charge, or you can buy it on Amazon. It's called Go For No, Go For No. And the idea is that you want to get more no's in your life. When you get more no's in your life and you're fine with no's, then you really understand how to build this business. And so the value of every single person is that you are the person that is introducing them to Isagenics. What they do with it is up to them. We have a phrase here. If you're new to Isagenics, here's a great phrase for you to write down, and it is, we inform, you decide, we support. So again, that's we inform, you decide, and we support. And that's really the attitude I have with every single person. I'm looking to contact and get this message to as many people as I possibly can. I'm looking for people that I think are fun, that are influential, people that are good in business, people that are respectable, people that are attractive, virtually any and everybody. Everybody can use the products. And so we want to give them this gift of Isagenics. It's giving away a gift. And how many people do you want to give gifts to? Well, every single person. So the value of ESP. Number two, the value of being the connector, the connector. And sometimes when you phrase things a different way, you have a different perspective of how you look at this business. I look at it as connecting prospects to the Isagenics story. Connecting prospects to the John Anderson story. I tell that story all the time, John Anderson story, how this business came into being. And I talk about John Anderson because he's such a giant, such an just a genius in nutritional formulation and cutting-edge nutritional formulation. And having him as the basis, the foundation of this company is absolutely huge. It gives us the edge over your company out there. And so being the connector between your prospect and John Anderson and telling that story, knowing how to tell that story, I use it in every launch party. I do it in almost every three-way that I do. I talk about the John Anderson story, about formulating products for over 600 different companies, becoming one of the wealthiest men literally in the United States, but not being satisfied because those companies were not adhering to his formulations and were not following his designs for those products. And it was really to their detriment because the products would work so much better had they done that. And him realizing that if he would go ahead and formulate his own products according to his formulation, that there would be no competition out there. And that is the case with Isagenics right there. There is no competition. But you're the connector. You're the connector to Isagenics, and you're also the connector to your upline leader. For most of you listening to this call, that would be me. So if you think about yourself just being a connector and just looking at it that way and just saying that's really the definition of networking. Networking is getting two different people together, introducing them, and letting the synergy develop from that. And so that's what we do here. You're connecting, and you're not shy about any of these things here. Number three is the value of patience, the value of patience. And knowing that everything you do for your business is working to grow your team, even though it seems like it's not, even though there's setbacks sometimes, even though you have mountains and valleys, you have times where your business is growing at hyperspeed, and you've got other times where it seems like it's lagging. But in any event, everything that you do for your business is growing your team, everything. Every time you mention Isagenics, that's a positive towards the growth of your team. Every time you give somebody a sample product, that's a positive. That's part of the growth of your team. And so with that being said, what I want to make sure that you really understand, if you're on my team, then I have given the offer out to give free goodies packs, ISA goodies packs, to people that are on your prospect list. So think about this. Who would do you think could benefit or would really enjoy receiving a goodies pack of Isagenics sample products, Prosper Magazine, in a priority mail envelope from me, free of charge, no charge to you, no charge to them. And it's one of the five or six or seven connections that we have to make in order to bring somebody in the business. And so that's we understand that, you know, the exposures are, it includes a lot of different things. It includes text messages. It includes phone calls primarily. It includes three-way calls, and it can also include the goodies pack. So who do you think would like to get a goodies pack? That expense is mine. Putting together the package is mine, responsibility, and the postage is mine. I do every bit of that, and what that constitutes is another substantial exposure for that prospect. So that's part of the the mix here, and that goes out to everybody on my team. If you're on my team, that offer is extended to you. So take advantage of that. You're not, if people say, man, how can you afford to do that? I'd say, listen, this is what grows businesses. This is how your business gets big. It's one of the things that really, really works. So think about who would you like a goodies pack to go out to. I never tire of putting those together and getting those out. It's a lot of fun, and I know the value of that, of happening. And what I do here is that gives me another name and a prospect, and I will follow through with them for you. It'll be your enrollee, but I'll follow through as well. So the value of patience in your business, even when things don't seem like they're going that well, if you're doing positive things, if you're Isagenics, if you're telling people about it, if you're on a phone call, if you're attending one of the trainings, then just be patient because all of that is pulling together to grow your team, and it is working and will work for every single person. I heard the phrase years ago in network marketing. I'll never forget it. The phrase is, this business is no respecter of persons. This business is no respecter of persons. What that means is it doesn't matter who you are, what gender you are, what your education level is. It really doesn't matter anything, what you look like, any of those things, nothing matters whatsoever. All that matters is that you're connecting people. It doesn't matter who you are. And I often tell the story about this is like physics. If you will get the word out there, the law of physics kick in. It's like if you go to a small pond and you throw a rock in that pond, the ripple will happen. And the pond doesn't care what size rock it is. It doesn't care who threw the rock. It's going to ripple. And so that's going to happen with you as well. When you start getting the exposures out there, this will happen for you. If you're patient enough to hang in there, stick with it, and know that your business is working to grow your team, everything that you do is working towards that end, and it will happen. I met a guy the other day at our Saturday training here in Dallas, and he was telling me this. Only enrolled two people. And one of those people enrolled one person, who enrolled one person, who enrolled one person. None of them enrolled more than one person. And then down way deep, about 200, it just continued to grow just meagerly, like a trickle, just nothing. But way down at the bottom of both of those teams, two millionaires came on one on the left and one on the right, came into Isagenix. And that person maxed out and has enjoyed 13.5 a week for like 6 years now.
Wow.
And so that's the exception. That's not the rule. I think in most people's case, you know, I want to expedite that process by personally enrolling 20 people, 30 people, 40, 50 people. Man, things really get crazy when you take the onus on yourself and are willing to do that. Then you up those odds. But I just want to make the point that it can happen. And even with meager business involvement and meagerly getting out there and just getting to one person who gets to one person who gets to one person, all of a sudden somebody big in the business. In fact, I'm trying to think of the name. I think it was Holly DeMott was in one of those legs that emerged. And so she has built a monster business and become a millionaire at Isagenix. So that's what will happen if you will continue with that patience. Number four is the value of loving people. The value of loving people. And so what that means is we work this business. It will teach you to become a better person as you build this business. It will teach you to have unconditional love for everybody that you come in contact with, your prospects who say yes, your prospects who say no. I had a gentleman back about a year and a half ago. He said, Tim, I want you to listen to this very carefully. I'm going to give you the answer, and the answer is no. And he screamed on the phone, no. And it tickled me to death. I mean, I was laughing so hard I could hardly. It was just so. It was a comedy, really, is what was going on. And I've called him back several times since. I've sent him a goodies pack right after that, and we'll stay on him. He needs to lose about 100 pounds. He's a great guy, but he's off doing insurance, so that's what he's doing. But anyway. I love him, regardless of that funny encounter there, and I love everybody in my organization, and I do everything I can. When you love somebody, it's not about taking from them. It's about giving to them, adding value to their life in every possible way that you know how and can. If you can see any opening to add value in people's lives, then you want to do that. So number four is the value of loving people, and guess what will happen in your life? You will get love in return when you do that, and you'll also build a big organization if you apply that on a regular basis with people all around you. So I don't get upset. I don't get frustrated. I don't get disappointed. Or let me phrase that a different way. I don't let those things overtake me or override my emotion of love for those people. And yes, those emotions do come up and those feelings do come up, but we've got to win the game between our ears and in our heart and learn how to overcome those things until our organization gets huge. And, you know, you're going to see some growth like Kathy and I have been very fortunate to see. Our right team is just, it is unbelievable. I mean, they're popping, popped a five-star 2 weeks ago, popped a three-star this past week. You know, and over and over again, another two-star, and it's going crazy over there. And so any team that you start building, and you start building in depth, the same thing will happen if you're patient enough and you love enough people and share this with every single person. The last one is the value of persistence, and staying in the game. You know, the only way to lose here is to quit. When I was in swimming, I was trying to get my life-saving certificate, I forget what they call it, but way back, and I wanted to be a lifeguard, and so you had to get that certificate. Well, I was very skinny and probably around 5-6% body fat, and that kind of physical makeup doesn't float very well. and here I had my brother Phil who was a little bit heftier, and he had that body fat, and boy, he could float. He could do a dead man's float for with his hands in the air. He could stay in one position, and you had to do that for 30 minutes as part of the test. And he could do that with absolutely no problem. And for me, it was the biggest struggle in the world. And, man, it was so tough. And, that just didn't fit my body type. And I really wanted to give up. And the coach there, he told me, he said, "Tim, I'm going to tell you a simple little phrase here, and I want you to remember this the rest of your life." And he said, "Winners never quit, and quitters never win." And I thought about that, and I went out there and struggled to death, but I got that 30 minutes done. And the other thing, you had to carry a person across the pool. I can't remember how many times, like 25, it was an Olympic-sized pool, like 25 laps back and forth carrying one single person. And I was a little guy, and that was a very, very tough thing. It finally ended up getting it done, and it was and I got that badge. I don't think I ever used it, but it was just an accomplishment in life. And this business is that same thing. We as adults, it's a challenge for us, and it's so exciting. If you just won't quit, if you'll keep going, then you will win. There is no question that you will win. And so if you quit, there's no question that you'll fail. There's no doubt about it. In fact, you can assure that you'll lose by quitting. You can assure that you'll win by prevailing. And so the value of persistence, staying in the game, will make things happen. It'll be so exciting for you. So tonight, Hannah, my daughter, called, and she said, "Dad, I've got somebody to enroll in the business." And I said, "Hannah, when you enroll this person, did you know you're going to go consultant?" And she said, I'm not really sure what a consultant is. And I said, "Well, a consultant is one who gets one on their left and one on their right, and that makes you a consultant. You make $50 for doing it, and your enroller will make $100 for doing that." And that's her sister, Lindy, is her enroller. And so everybody wins in that process by enrolling one single person. And so what happened is the gal that is going to come in is also named Hannah, and she's just a college student. She just wanted to get some shakes. And so I was explaining to her the value of doing 100 BV and being active. And so she just really didn't get it. I could just tell that I wasn't making a lot of headway there intellectually on that subject matter. But anyway, I texted Hannah back, and I said, "Hannah, whatever she orders, I'll order the rest of it to get her to 100 BV. And so when you've got the will to win and you really understand that just a few dollars hither and yon can grease the process of getting things to happen, of rank advancement, of getting people more product. This gal she wants to order the shakes because it's the only product she's tried. That's the only product she knows about. So a lot of great things will happen by complementing whatever she orders with the rest of that BV to get her to 100 BV. Hannah goes consultant. The other Hannah, the new enrollee, she gets more products so she can try more products, which I guarantee she's going to love. My daughter Lindy goes consultant. And it just snowballs with the excitement of everything that happens. And so you as a leader, you've got to learn how to make things happen. And you don't have to buy everybody's product for them, but every once in a while something like that comes along, and be willing to say, "Look, hey," and by the way, it's a write-off when you do that. And so it just works. Everything works when you see an opening. You say, "How can we make this work? And let's get this ball moving here." So Hannah's got she's ordered now for a year and a half. I think she's got 100,000 BV on her left team, some crazy number. And so now all she has to do is start building that right team. She got really excited about talking about the possibilities and about moving forward. And this same thing will happen with you. So discuss when you have situations, any situation, talk with me about those situations. Let's come up with a positive about it. How can we make it happen? Let's make it happen, and we certainly can do that. So winding up, we want to talk about you plus two, them plus two. One thing, if you're new to the business, you really want to understand you plus two, them plus two. It's a very simple little diagram. You can find it on isogenicsbusiness.com. You can also find it at isomovie.com at the very bottom of isomovie.com. It's there. And so there's just a lot of ways to find it. If you don't understand that, call me and we'll go over that, and I'll draw that out with you on the phone so that you're drawing it out. And the more you see it, by the time you've seen it about three or four times, you'll get it and you'll understand it, because you really need to know how to show you plus two, them plus two. And that it's just critically important to this process here to show something, a very simple, somebody a very simple diagram, and get them to understand the mechanics of the compensation plan. So that's real exciting. Okay, so I want to end with what we started with, and that is the 7th is a very important date. It's time that we rise to the occasion. I want to say that again. It's time that we rise to the occasion. We have to do that. You will prosper when you get to director. And so others will see you rising to the occasion. They're going to get excited for you, and they're also going to follow your lead, and they're going to say, I want to be on that team. Look at that person. Look what they're doing. Look at the accomplishment. Look how much money they made in that process. Look at their team growing. Look at the excitement they've got, not just for the present, but for the future, because this becomes residual, growing, long-term income that's willable to your kids. And so it's just real exciting. Rise to the occasion. December 7th is that date. And so that's going to be very exciting. So with that being said, I always leave room for a comment or a question at the very end. I love when people step up and get your voice heard about making a statement or a comment about something that's happening in your business, a question you might have, or anything exciting going on. So if somebody would like to step up, we've got mute is off, and we can hear you. So who'd like to be the first one?
This is Greg in Colorado Springs.
Greg, welcome to the call, my friend.
Hi, Tim.
Good to hear you.
I had a sales manager once who said he didn't always want to spend time talking about the could have been, should have been, might have been, ought have been. He wanted to hear about the people who were in line and who are in focus for becoming a customer or becoming a client. And that's what I intend to do with you, is try to focus on the people I think are coming to the top, you know, and have momentum towards you being able to help me. And some are going to fall off. Some are going to, you know, go be for another day, but there's always something that has higher importance than others. And I think that's a sign of a good decision to make when you're spending your time trying to promote something.
Well, that's real good. And also, Greg, when you've talked to enough people, you'll have the luxury of choosing which ones you want to work with. And you can cream rises to the top and they separate real
there you
quick.
Go.
And you'll know where that low-hanging fruit is, and that's who we want to work with.
I want to compliment Greg, too, on this is Carol, but I want to compliment Greg because he has been trying to get going this week and been getting organized. He's been checking out the resources online and on his back office and videos and trying to get his materials organized and his lists made and all that. So that he's doing some of the things that he needs to do to be able to get going and start using products too.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations, Greg, and welcome to the team here, brand new. So excited to have you on board.
Yeah. Thank you, Tim.
We have a lunch party scheduled this week, so hopefully we'll have some people attend the lunch party on Thursday at Erica and Jason Love's house. So
awesome. And that's Colorado Springs. For those of you that are listening, Colorado Springs, if you have any prospects in Colorado Springs, we've got a great launch party coming up there, and I'm sure they
give them my number, Tim, if they want to call me. They can tell me if they have anybody. This is Carol Toothman. I'm Tim's sister-in-law in Colorado Springs, and my number's 477-9430, and you can 719-477-9430, and you can call me if you have somebody that you would want to attend, and I'll connect up with them and make sure they know where it is and everything.
Thank you. That's going to be an exciting night, so big deal. I know you've got your couple out there could very well and should go director by December 7th, so they're really making some inroads towards that goal there, so very exciting.
Yeah.
Thanks, Carol. Thanks, Greg. Anybody else got
sure
comments?
Enough.
Question there.
Well, I definitely want to reiterate the Go for No book, because that is worth reading if you haven't read it yet. And I've definitely had to put that into practice, so I think it's very worthwhile. So anyway, commercial for Go for No.
It's top of the list.
Amen. I'm with you. Good stuff. Any other comments, questions, and we'll call it a night here.
All right. No, I'm going to go back to taking some time to get a little more organization tonight, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you very much.
That's great. We've got a call coming up in 35 minutes, and that's 949-333-4822 number. 949-333-4822 number. And
all right.
That is 264-140-pound. 264-140-pound. That's a 15-minute call. I know I've got a guest. I'm going to be calling about 10 minutes prior to the call. An old classmate that I went to school with many, many moons ago, and she saw a Facebook post and said, I'd be interested in that, and my son would be interested in that. I said, what is your son? She said, well, he's a personal trainer. He's 30 years old, and he wants to make more money, and he wants to help his clients. I said, bingo.
Yeah.
So good stuff. But anyway, if you can get people on this call tonight, this would be real worthwhile, and always it's just 15 minutes, so it's real quick and pretty powerful. Good overview of Isagenics. So with that being said, guys, thanks for being on the call. Always great being with you, and we will talk to you soon. Give me a call. Let's strategize.
Okay. We'll see you, Tim.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye, Carol.
God bless. Bye-bye.